Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Isaiah 1:17, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Joining me today, all the way from Soroti, Uganda, is Pastor Fred and Ruth Alamet, founders of Bless a Child Uganda. Bless a Child Uganda was founded in 2010 and is a registered community-based organization in Uganda with a vision to see transformed community where orphaned children know their identity in Christ and then go on to have the ability to provide emotional, educational, and spiritual support for their families. Welcome, Pastor Fred and Ruth.
Thank you so much, Madam Sandra, Director of GAFO.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you on the show. Pastor Fred, how did you originally get involved in orphan ministry?
Well, first and foremost, I grew up from a very difficult community where there was a lot of insurgency and there was too much of rebel activities and poverty. So I lived in a family where my dad and mom and my grandfather took care of so many people. They loved to have so many orphan children around just to make sure they are able to help. Because as a result of the civil wars in Teso, it resulted to so many orphan children, and they didn't have where to go. And so my dad and my mom and my grandfather and grandmom took care of these people. So I grew up in that community and learning a lot from my father and my mother and seeing what the church was doing in the community to try and help most of the orphan children in and around our village in Soroti district.
Wow, so it was really modeled for you by your family.
Yeah.
So, Ruth, go ahead.
Another thing is that when I grew up, my wife, Ruth, has a very big story. She grew up as an orphan, and so that initially led me also to start looking at how I can help so many children in the communities. And then the other thing is Christian Alliance for Orphans. So many huge opportunities that led me to get involved into the orphan ministry and to make sure I can become a servant of most of these children.
Wonderful. You mentioned your wife Ruth, who is there with you. Ruth, we welcome you to the show. Are you there, Ruth?
Yes, I am here, Sandra.
Oh, welcome. You were orphaned, as Pastor Fred said. You were orphaned at a young age. Would you share with our listeners what that was like and how you came to find hope and healing in your life?
Yes, I would love. I would thank you so much, Sandra, for hosting us this evening here in Uganda. And growing up as an orphan, my mother died when I was 2 weeks old. And my father died when I was still in my mom's womb. So I grew up knowing not my mother, either my dad. So I was breastfed by my aunt, who was desperate. She was poor, and she was also taking care of other children and her children. But being an orphan, I grew up with the traumatization. I grew up with that bitterness because of the way they used to handle me from home. I was beaten. There was a lot of work given to me. I never went to school well like other children. I would delay to go to school sometimes if I am allowed to go, but I would delay to go because I would stay home first to do some homework, prepare breakfast for the other people, wash clothes, and do other home activities. I would go to school sometimes when I have got my own money because I would go to people's gardens to weed and maybe sometimes do some home activities and eat at other people's homes so that I may get money to buy books. So I grew up being a child without hope and I was actually hopeless and never had love. Nobody showed me love, because even though my auntie brought me, took care of me and took me to her home, I still had problems because nobody loved me. They took me like a stranger. My auntie's children took me like a stranger. Her husband took me like a stranger. So they never gave me, or they never gave me all the basic needs that I wanted in my life. And as I was growing, sometimes I would be beaten, maybe when I do some mistake at home. Around my body, I can still show somebody that I still have scars. When I was at home staying with my aunt, they used to beat me. And really a very hard story for me to tell sometimes. But I want to thank God so much that he brought people to my life that were able to advise me, who showed me love, who really encouraged me. And above all, I also thank God because I realized and I got to know my God as early as I was at the age of 7 years. So I started going to church, and people at church would encourage me to stay in the Lord. In 2006, I met Pastor Fred, and that is when I told Pastor Fred my story. But before I told Pastor Fred my story, or before I met him, because at home, when there was an evening that I did a mistake at home, and I was beaten, I was chased out of home. So I went out and got some boy who took me to his house and helped me to have a night there. But out of that, he made me sleep with him, and then I conceived a child. And that is my young girl called Patricia. But I'm happy that my husband was able to accept me with my husband, I mean with my child, and now I started receiving love from Pastor Fred, my husband. He called me and sat me down, and he advised me and told me, no, Ruth, even if you don't have a mother, even if you don't have a father, but if you read James 1:27, he says that God is our father, and father is the father to the fatherless. I started now having hope that even though people hate me, even if people don't love me, but I still have hope in God. Even when tears come at night, even sorrows come at night, in the morning I know I have joy because God has brought Fred in my life. And when I went to Pastor Fred's family, his father and mother received me and also told me, even if you don't have a father and a mother, we are now your parents. Worry not, because the Lord is with us. So, Sandra, I started receiving my healing in that way, and more so opening the scriptures. In 2012-2013, I met the family of Chris Fisher and Michelle Fisher, who came to my life. These people were so good. They taught me the word of God. They taught me love. They taught me very many things. And I really said, I've been thinking that I don't have a mother, but God has brought a mother to me. That's why I love Michelle so much. And that's why I love people within me and around me. They encouraged me. I feel so burdened because when I go out, I find the orphans. I started this vision in 2009 when God told me to bless a child. It took me 1 year praying to God, asking God what I would do to orphans. Because when I was campaigning as an LOC 5 district councillor representing the women of Soroti district in Uganda, I found very big number of people, women and children, coming to me asking me how I would help orphans. And also, I would look at the orphan child suffering. So I asked God, God, what can I do to an orphan? Then all of a sudden, I was sleeping. God just came to me and spoke to me, said, Ruth, you need to bless a child. I was asking, arguing with God, how will I bless a child? He told me, bless a child with whatever you have. I was asking God, I am poor, I sleep in one room with my husband, I don't know how to start it. He told me, bless a child. You've been asking me what you should do to the child. What are you going to do? You need to bless a child. I woke up in the morning and I started blessing children with buying for them scholastic materials like books, pencils, rubbers for them to go to school. I started with a number of 5 children until we have gone to a bigger number of 33 children. And we're praying God to help us have another door, to through finances so that we shall have these children more come and find love. Some of us, some people at their families look at these children and they don't know how to give love. We can give this love to these children when we embrace them, when we bring them to our families, when we take them to school. I was desperate. I never had love because nobody would think of taking me to school. Nobody would even hug me. Nobody would even say, Ruth, I love you. So these children need to be told, we love you. And that's why I have these children. Now, and I got these children. I feel so happy because I am answering the voice of the Lord and I'm seeing the vision come true. Michelle and Fisher, who were once in Uganda, came to me and encouraged me to go ahead. They told Ruth, what God has told you, please continue. And God brought a husband to me who was able to stand with me in my vision. When I told Fred, are you ready to help me with the vision that the Lord has given me? He said, oh yeah, we can do it. If God has told us to do whatever we are going to get, whatever money we are going to have, whatever kind of clothes we are going to have, let's give to the children because they are really desperate. Let's give to the orphans. Actually, we don't look at the orphans. They are also the vulnerable children who are like orphans. They have relatives, but the relatives maybe get neglected them. They don't look at them as children. Most of these children end up doing prostitution, end up in streets. And so we are looking at the vulnerable and the orphan because those are the categories of children that suffer a lot.
That is just an incredible story, and just sharing how you grew up without love. And no one to love you, and no one was treating you well. But then God intervened and brought people into your life that made all the difference in your life. People like Pastor Fred and people like Michelle Fisher that you mentioned. We have interviewed Michelle Fisher on this show recently. Our listeners can find that episode on our website if they would like to listen to my interview with Michelle. And she taught you love. You said she was like a mother to you. And that is really an example of the church. Christians, it just takes one Christian to wrap around and support one individual, one vulnerable child, one vulnerable person. And it makes a difference in the life of that one. But then that one can go on and make the difference in the lives of those in their community. And it just grows. And that's what the church is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank
the
you.
Church, yeah. Thank you so much, Sandra. The church has stood with me also praying because Pastor Fred is the executive director of Jesus the Way Ministry. And sometimes when we hold the Orphan Sunday in church, I bring all my children. I really call these orphans, so I call them my children.
Yes.
Because that name orphan, sometimes they feel bad when they're called orphans. And, you know, they call me mom, so I call them my children. So I bring my children for this Orphan Sunday, all together, sharing with others. They, those who are not in Bless a Child organization, come and share their stories with the children in Bless a Child organization. They play together and we enjoy. So the church also has stood so much. Sandra, I wanted to tell you this, that sometimes we people go and ask me, Ruth, how are you able to do this? That it's all because God is with me. He started with me. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And he knew me that I would come and take care of the orphans. So maybe he made it that way. I started making jewelries, maybe using paper beads, using local seeds to sell here in Uganda so that I can get money to buy for the children scholastic materials and pay for them their school fees. I'm glad that the church sometimes organizes, and actually not really even being Orphan Sunday, Pastor Fred can organize with the church, and the church comes and visits the children at home here. And sometimes we move around to other orphans also, and we educate them, those who are not in the organization. So we go out and educate them, try to give them hope, try to encourage them, try to bring them to church, try to tell them that Jesus loves them, and that is what we do daily for our orphan children in Uganda.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and for sharing your heart. I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, or global orphan care, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. Joining me today, all the way from Soroti, Uganda, is Pastor Fred and Ruth Alamet, directors of Bless a Child Uganda, a registered community-based organization with a vision to transform communities so orphaned children will know their identity in Christ and then impact their families by providing emotional, educational, and spiritual support, which will also impact their communities. Pastor Fred, tell us about your work with Bless a Child Uganda. How do you minister to orphans and vulnerable children? I know Ruth was sharing a little bit about that. Would you tell us some more?
Thank you so much, Sandra. In Bless a Child, I do a lot of discipleship, so much of discipleship, and I believe the church is a central point of speaking hope to the hopeless and bringing reconciliation to most of these children who have deserted their families because they can no longer stay with their people just because they are traumatized. They feel left alone. Every time they look at themselves, they feel they don't have any hope. But the church is the focal point. And so I stand in for Bless a Child every time to make sure these children have enough of discipleship and they understand that when God says he is the father of the fatherless, he trusts us as human beings, the people that he has put in on the ground, the church leaders, the church itself, to make sure they plant in love and they have fellowship with these children. And so they have a sense of belonging. So whenever I share with them, I tell them what the Lord has for them. And there's so many scriptures. There's so many things that God has spoken about the orphan children, the widows, the vulnerable, so many. And those are the things that I make sure I share with the children of Blessed Child. And not only them. Even when I go to other churches, I encourage other churches to make sure they disciple these children.
Would you share a story from your ministry work?
Yeah. Many times sharing a story is so difficult, but I just want to share this short story. A few weeks back, there is a young girl whose mother passed on at the time of delivery. So the father stayed with the girl without hope. One day, because he did not have anybody encourage him that you can take care of your child since the mother has passed on. And so this man woke up one morning and was taking the child to the forest, throw this child to that forest. On the way, as he was moving with the child, and this girl of 3 months, he met with a certain woman who is our coordinator at Bless a Child. And so this woman called us and told us that I have met a man who is going to throw a 3-month baby to the forest because he cannot take care of his child. He's been left alone. I and Ruth had to sit and prayed over that, and we told the coordinator of Bless a Child in that village to bring the child to us, and we first pray with the child. So we received the child, and the child was in a very difficult situation. But we could just hear the Lord telling us to do something for this child. We couldn't let the child go anywhere. And there are so many of these children. They haven't done anything bad, but they just find themselves in such a situation that they can't help themselves. And they are looking at somebody who says, I can stand in to be the father of the fatherless, the mother of the motherless. So some of these stories normally break me so down.
Mm.
And I lift up my hands to the Lord and cry out to him. And how many of the children are going through this trauma that I even don't know. But I'm so thankful because God has put me here to be a little tiny blessing to most of the children in Uganda. And I just thank God for that. And it is a small story that I can share with everyone out there. We can develop a heart to love and to care for. we can develop a heart of care and trust and believe in God for these children. They can seem to become a great testimony in the future. They can become royal models in the future, and they can take up the cause of caring for children, other orphan children. The church should stand firm, and the leaders should stand firm.
Yes, thank you for sharing that incredible story. And the need is great, but the church is here. Pastor Fred, you are also the Orphan Sunday coordinator for Eastern Uganda. Can you share with us the impact Orphan Sunday has had there?
There's a lot that Orphan Sunday has done. And the story began small, with a small cabbage. It began small in Zambia, but praise the Lord, because it is going through all the countries, all the world, all around the world. People are embracing this great vision from Pastor Billy. And I want to thank him so much. I always glorify the name of the Lord for Pastor Billy. He's such a great man. Often Sunday, since I went there for that training, I say earlier on that it is one of an impact that got me involved into the orphan ministry. And when I came back from there, I got so much on a move to reach every church, organized a seminar of all pastors in Soroti and outside Soroti. We all met and we made strategies of how we can get the message out. I understand when I was in that workshop, when I was attending that meeting of Christian Alliance for Orphans in Kampala at Sign of the Dove, I remember very well the emphasis was that we don't need most of these children in an orphanage. Children need family. Children need where they see a father being a father. They need where they see a mother being a mother. And children now need a family. They may not need an orphanage. Well, the church can stand firm. And I've seen this impact. I've seen the move. I've seen almost every church now getting into the move to make sure they participate in Orphan Sunday. Orphan Sunday has done a great thing. One impact that I cannot hide away from is that one of our daughters that we adopted in 2015, after coming back from that wonderful conference of Christian Alliance for Orphans, is a very wonderful girl right now. She has a good story to tell. She is now studying, but it is not until I went for that Christian Alliance conference and came back from there and shared with Ruth. And then God was leading us to adopt a child that very time. So it's a great move. And it is taking over Uganda in such a wonderful way. Pastor David is doing such a great work. So much. And I thank God for that.
Yes, yes. And as we wrap up today, Pastor Fred, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear from our conversation?
I would want to encourage everybody who has a heart, who is a child of God, who goes to church, who attends a church service, to be encouraged to step out and help the orphan children. They go through a lot, and they need love. They need to be embraced. They need a hug. They need a kiss. And I pray that all around the world, people can accept the voice of the Lord and accept to receive these children and embrace them as their own children. Because God qualifies these as a very good religion. Religion that is so pure. It doesn't have any spot. It's not wrong if somebody steps up to help orphan children with very good intentions, with very good ideas. We don't want to step in to support the orphan children because we are looking at achieving in another way. But if we just stepped in to help these children, if all around the world people can step in to help orphan children, we can have a normal orphan world where everybody will realize that God really is the father of the fatherless and is the mother of the motherless. And the orphan children will not have a question of where is my mother, where is my father, because there's somebody who has stepped in to help them. So I just pray that people can embrace the vision, people can get into the move, and let's support the orphan children. Let's encourage them. please, I just ask for more of prayers for every organization that is helping every orphan child, not only orphan children, even the vulnerable, even the lame, the disabled, everywhere in the world, if people can just get into a prayer to support these children and to ask God to give them too much of love. They need love.
Yes.
There's nothing that is more bigger than love, because God created the world and he first loved the world before creating the world. And he first loved the world before giving us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And so we can also step in and step out with love. Then love will make a difference. I thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Fred and Ruth. Thank you for your work to bring hope and restoration to orphans and vulnerable children there in Uganda. And thank you for being on the show today.
Amen.
To learn more about Bless a Child Uganda, you can visit their website at helpsmission.org. You can also email Pastor Fred directly at fredthepastor@gmail.com. And JFO has some upcoming events to add to your calendar. Our annual 5K for Orphans fundraiser is on Saturday, October 15th, in conjunction with Abounding Love Christian Fellowship's Harvest Festival in Ravenna. Come run or walk the 5K, support a good cause, bring the family, and stay for the Harvest Fest. Lots of free fall family fun there. And our annual Orphan Conference, featuring father-daughter team Ree and Sydney O'Leary of Feeding the Orphans. They will be our keynote speakers. That will be on Saturday, October 22nd at Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, New York. Details and registration for both of those events on our website, justicefororphansny.org. And last but not least, Orphans Sunday is November 13th. Will your church be celebrating Orphan Sunday along with the thousands of other U.S. churches? And we know it will be celebrated in Uganda, thanks to Pastor Fred. Orphan Sunday is the perfect time to get the conversation started in your congregation. So details and free resources for Orphan Sunday at orphansunday.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.